You're listening to the Creative Explorer Podcast, episode 19. In this episode, I will talk about following your creative impulses, so let's get going. Hi everyone, I'm Linda O'Shin. This podcast will inspire you to be creative and to play, even if you have a lot on your to-do list. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to listen. The Creative Explorer Podcast is produced weekly for your enjoyment, and you can find the show notes at lindaerson.net/CEP. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS reader or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter and Facebook and pretty much everywhere else on social media. All the links are in the show notes. Let's get on with the show. In this episode, I'll talk about following your creative impulses. I'm also going to give you a creative prompt, something you can do easily and in a short amount of time to get some creative play into your day. A small caution might be in order. If you're sensitive to language, I must warn you that the occasional swear word might slip through the cracks when I edit. That might happen if I'm talking about something I'm particularly passionate about. As children, we act on every creative impulse, whether it's drawing with markers on the kitchen wall, making mud cakes, or trying on our mother's shoes. But as we grow older, we're taught not to. We're taught how to create. Stay within the lines. A dog doesn't look like that. Red doesn't go with pink. What to create? Draw a nice picture for Grandpa. Build a tower with a box. Use this pattern for the mittens. Even when to create. Homework, housework first. Maybe after dinner. Wait until the kids are asleep. Some of these things are things we tell ourselves. Limitations we place upon our own lives. Because of these limitations, many of us end up where we've shut off our creative impulses completely to the point where it's affecting our whole lives. It affects our moods, our relationships, our health, even our finances. When you deny yourself to express your creativity, everything suffers. To get our creative impulses back, we need to relearn how to act on them. When you get an impulse to do things differently, act on it, if possible. The voice of that creative impulse may be just a whisper, but listen to it as much as you can. And the same goes for your intuition, by the way. Take that quirky family photo instead of the regular posed photo for Christmas. Decorate that cake any way you want instead of the way your mother always did. Doodle during the meeting or phone call if you want. Wear a funny hat. Skip along the sidewalk. When was the last time you followed a creative impulse without questioning it, without applying any of those limitations to it? I'd love to hear this, so please leave me a comment on the blog where the show notes are. I really hope I hear some of you say that you've done it within the last year at least. If you want some help with this, let's have a virtual cup of tea and talk. This conversation is about helping and supporting you, not selling. Today's inspirational words are by Chris Jamie, and she says, "The best ideas will eat at you for days, maybe even weeks, until something, some incident, some impulse, triggers you to finally express them. Some of my best paintings have been done on impulse. I bet your best creations will be too." Today's creative prompt is to create space. Grab yourself at least 5 minutes to be yourself, whether that's creating or relaxing with a cup of tea. I'll be sharing some gift ideas for a specific type of person for my blog post on Friday, so keep your eyes out for that one. Last time, I shared gift ideas for the officer's partner. There's less than a month until Yule and a month until Christmas. It's time to get those gifts done. That's it for me for today. Thanks for listening to the Creative Explorer Podcast. Next episode will, among other things, be about carving out some time for yourself. If you have any questions, just reach out to me at linda@lindaerson.net. Remember to rate and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes.
Bye-bye.